Blackstone Audio presents Isle of Joy by Don Winslow. Prologue. Dear Old Stockholm. Walter Withers wasn't unhappy at CIA. He just missed New York. Or, as he'd put it to Morrison, his soon-to-be ex-colleague at Scand American Import-Export, "It's not that I love the company less, but that I love Manhattan more." Walter didn't believe for a second that Morrison would catch the Shakespearean reference or appreciate the symmetry, but the fun of a well-spoken sentence was not, after all, in the reaction, but in the speaking. But Morrison, as Walter knew from their 3 years working together, did not really like fun. The Earth's gravity seemed to pull Morrison's already long face a little lower every week. Morrison, it seemed to Walter, had absorbed the Swedish winter darkness into his very soul. To be sure, Morrison chased the long-legged Scandinavian women with as much vigor as any of them did, but Morrison's pursuits had a kind of perpetual pessimism about them. Not that Morrison failed to attract partners to his bed. In fact, the sheets barely had time to cool. No, the problem was that even while escorting his date up the stairs to his second-floor hovel on the transparent pretext of listening to his collection of American jazz albums, Morrison was already busily worrying. In Morrison's bleak fantasies, the young lady was already leaving in a pre-dawn taxi, or sitting in the waiting room of her obstetrician, or, imagined horrors of imagined horrors, debriefing his sexual technique to her Soviet case officer, in Morrison's mind's eye, a greasy, toad-like fat man who chain-smoked cheap, stinking Soviet cigarettes as he smirked at the set.